RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there and welcome to the latest edition of Song 2. Now, to an act that are going to be playing at the Rockhall very soon, in fact, in December. It's Royal Otis, and we got a chance to speak with Otis of the band in a full-length interview, which you can check out on RTL Play. Now, this, though, is the Song 2 theory, where we ask, as you know, whether artists think that the second song is the best or most important. Now, given that Moody was arguably the biggest song from the album Hickey, it's strange to hear how quickly Otis disregards it. Anyway, this is what Otis has to say about the Song 2 theory.
Hey, this is Otis from Royal Otis, and you're listening to RTL Today Radio.
I run a podcast called Song 2, Otis, and in that podcast, I try and argue that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We're asking musicians and artists to tell us if they agree or disagree, and to speak a little bit on track listing. So, Otis from Royal Otis, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
I couldn't tell you what our second song on the album is.
Moody.
Moody, okay. Well then, no. Not for...
Ouch.
No, it depends on the album. Like, I'd say that for me, the first one's pretty important, obviously.
I hate the truth.
And the second one, you need to back it up with something. It needs to kind of flow in and back it up. But yeah, but it's a good point of view. But just for Hickey, I would say we thought more about the first one than the second one.
I'm not arguing that the point any further than I need to, but Moody was the lead single and kind of set the tone for what was going to happen.
There you go, yeah.
And what do you do about track listing then? Is it a back and forth between you and Royal, or is it just simply the producer has final say?
It's back and forth between Royal and I, and the producer and then management. I like to have say some stuff as well. So it's back and forth between everyone, basically. Anyone that was involved.
Do you think you build your album based on what we've spoken about before in terms of the track listing? An album's not really been a proper thing right now, that people will dip in and out and catch bits here and there?
It was like with Hickey, it was different. It was like, it wasn't really a structured album in a sense, because we started recording it with no material. So we kind of like recorded all the material, had all the songs there, and then kind of just like worked the track listing after. There was one time where we were like, I think we need a bit more of a ballady song. But other than that, it wasn't trying to like create a bunch of like, it wasn't too structured. It's like, it was more about what was there and then like puzzling it together.